The New York Yankees have some home field advantage tonight as they take on the Houston Astros in the third game of their best of seven playoff series. We asked WNYC reporter Jim O'Grady to objectively analyze the matchup and throw down some friendly trash talk with reporter Brian Straw of Houston Public Media.
Hi, Brian. This is Jim from New York.
Hey, Jim. How are you doing today? Well, I guess I should say probably not so well, seeing as though you're about to go down 3-0.
What's so interesting about this, Brian, is I think we should begin by taking a moment to applaud how the Yankees have instilled this overconfidence in Houston fans, like you just expressed, by allowing the Astros to go up 2-0 in the series. Are you applauding? Am I hearing you applaud?
Oh, yeah. It's either that or Aaron Judge striking out again. I can't tell what the noise is coming from.
Well, I'll just remind you, my friend, that the Yankees were down 2-0 against the Indians in the previous series, but yet they won 3 games in a row. They won the fifth and final game behind great starting pitching from CeCe Sabathia. So remind me, who is the Yankees starting pitcher against the Astros tonight?
I believe it's the same CeCe Sabathia.
There you go.
Who was part of that 9-8 loss in game 2 in the ALDS.
Maybe. I also want to point out that you had great starting pitching the first 2 games, but your next starting pitchers, these guys from the scrap heap, they are very shaky, and they're going to be facing the Yankees, who were the second best team at scoring runs in all of baseball. So you just got to think the Yankees are about to bust out.
Well, you could think that, Jim. You're right that the Yankees were the second best hitting team. Gosh, I'm drawing a blank. Who was the best hitting team in baseball this year?
The Astros.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, they were. And look, the bottom line on the series is this, Jim. It only takes 4 games to win the series. As it stands right now, the Astros are up 2. They'll get Keuchel and Verlander to go again. So I would imagine if that's going to be another 27 strikeout, 2-game performance, that the Astros will end up winning the series.
You and I know this. As baseball fans, fortunes turn on a dime in the playoffs. So let's talk about game 2. The Astros get so lucky. They have this player, Carlos Correa. He hits a long fly ball to right field. Aaron Judge is going back. He reaches up to catch it. A fan of the Astros, a 12-year-old, reaches over and makes sure that ball is a home run and not an out. And at the bottom of the 9th or the 10th, Jose Altuve makes this mad dash from first all the way to home, and he's going to be out by a mile, but the Yankee catcher drops the ball. So that's how you win that game. You win with luck, and luck in the playoffs can always turn.
Perhaps the name of the show that we're working on WNYC is actually Revisionist History, because it was Jeffrey Mayer who actually robbed an out and turned it into a home run. But that was in Yankee Stadium in 1996. Let's get to 2017, when the 12-year-old Astro fan actually was clearly over the wall, and Aaron Judge was in no position to make that catch.
Here's my analysis on that. When it happens for the Yankees, it's good. And when it happens against them, it's bad.
Yeah. Okay, Jim.
Let me ask you a serious question. Let's go back to 2005. Hurricane Katrina hits New Orleans. It devastates the city. The stadium where the New Orleans Saints football team plays, the Superdome, becomes this emergency evacuation center. And then 5 years later, the New Orleans Saints, they win the Super Bowl. And it just gives this tremendous uplift to the city and this sense that they're coming back finally. Is something happening in a similar way right now, would you say, with Houston rooting for the Astros in the wake of Hurricane Harvey?
Absolutely. And I think the Houston Astro baseball team accepted that almost responsibility. They've got a Houston strong patch that they put, you know, on the uniform immediately after Hurricane Harvey. You know, I talked to a couple of different people that were kind of jumping on the Astros bandwagon just because of how, you know, their performance this year has made them feel better about a very difficult situation when, you know, you lose your home or your home's been flooded.
We watched the hurricane hit your town and our hearts go out to you. The weird thing about sports, though, is we want good things for Houston, but we want your team to win some other time. So let's root together for an entertaining game tonight. And just remember, you know, your team is in the Bronx now. Thank you, Brian.
Thank you, Jim.
First pitch is at 8:08 tonight.